This morning, as we continue to reflect on our Lord's ascension, we hear the words of the Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. In 1989, a communist dictator fell from power in Romania, a man by the name of Ceausescu, and suddenly numerous Romanian orphanages were opened. 100,000 children were found in very deplorable conditions in about 600 orphanages that had been run by the state. Things were so bad that in some cases, little children had been given drugs to keep them from crying, and some had been strapped to their cribs and beds. Many of the children ended up being adopted by parents here in the United States or Canada, Great Britain, France, and other parts of Western Europe. And there were some amazing stories that were told about how this dramatically changed the lives of these children. One of the challenges that many of those parents found, though, with these kids was that they had lived in such uncertainty and had been disappointed and let down so often in life that it was very difficult for them to ever trust anybody again. Some of those parents had to go over to Romania to line up the adoption and then return back to their homeland and come back again to get the child. And you can only imagine the type of uncertainty that those little children were living with during that waiting period, having been let down so often before. Imagine a mother in that situation who is sitting there with her child that she's adopted, a little 8-year-old girl on her lap. The girl's playing with her necklace, and she's saying to her, trying to convince her, I'm going to come back. I'm not like the other people in your life that have let you down. I am going to come back. And the little child is full of such uncertainty. Imagine the mother taking off that necklace and explaining that this had been passed down to her from generations in her family, and that she was now going to leave it with this little 8-year-old girl as a memento, as her commitment to come back and make sure that she would be there to take her with her to her home. In the text before us, Jesus is speaking to a group of disciples who are filled with uncertainty about their future. And this was the night of our Lord's betrayal and arrest. This is the scene where he is sitting with his disciples the night that he celebrates the Passover with them for the last time and institutes the Holy Supper. And this evening, John records a great amount of discourse between Jesus and his church and many lessons that he wants us to know. And in these beautiful words before us, our Lord Jesus addresses the insecurities that we can have as his adopted children. He says to us, do not let your hearts be troubled. The Greek word there for troubled is stirred up with fear and agitated. What a picture of how we can sometimes go through this life, agitated with the uncertainty that is before us. Why is it that we can have such insecurity sometimes about our future? Well, one of the reasons is we've been let down a lot, like those little children in the orphanages. We've had a lot of people let us down in our lives. We've had events not turn out the way we wanted them to or the way our dreams and hopes and plans had gone. Suddenly something can change. There are no guarantees in this world. Even the best plans that we try to set down for ourselves can dramatically be altered by just one little event taking place. And on top of that, one of the reasons we're filled with such insecurity a lot of times is because we're dealing with the unknown. We're dealing with a future, and especially when we're talking about eternity, we're dealing with something that is so unknown and almost incomprehensible to us. And then on top of that, of course, we just have our sinful weakness as people in this world. But our Lord says to us, I am not like the others you've had in your life. I am in control of all things. I am the very Son of God, the Son of the Father who controls all things. You can trust me. And so when Jesus addresses his disciples, his adopted children, when he addresses us about the future, it's never full of uncertainty. It's never full of some maybes or some just possibilities. He always speaks with absolute certainty. Listen, I will come back and take you to be with me that you also may be where I am. In fact, if you still have fear about it, he underlines it emphatically. He says, if it were not so, I would have told you. He puts his own credibility on the line with you, the members of his church. I love the Ascension season. I wish it was longer. I wish it was like the Lenten season, because there's so many beautiful hymns that can be sung, just like the one that we just sang from the 700s. Beautiful hymns and the readings and everything about our Lord's ascension is gospel-oriented. It is so positive. It is full of such hopefulness for the church. That's one of the reasons it's such a beautiful season in the church year. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants you to have confidence about what's waiting for you. You know, there's some things in life that don't really matter. And whether something is true or not, maybe it doesn't really matter a whole lot. But this matters, where you're going to spend eternity, what's going to happen after you die. This isn't stuff we want to be wishy-washy about. This isn't some place where we want a doctrine to be, well, maybe, possibly. We want some certainty when it comes to this. We have to have it. We have to have truth about this. And that's exactly what our Lord Jesus provides for us in his word. God doesn't want you to go through life kind of looking ahead to your prolonged future with just doubt and uncertainty. Now, that little 8-year-old adopted girl sitting on her mother's lap, and then when the parents leave, she could be filled with a lot of doubt and a lot of insecurity. But that doesn't change her parents' love for her. It doesn't change their commitment to her. It doesn't change the home and the estate that they have waiting for her, that she already is going to be able to inherit. God doesn't make your future heaven dependent on the severity or intensity of your faith. That's very comforting, because he knows that you and I, we're going to be filled with doubts and questions and insecurities, of course, because we're frail, weak people. But he hasn't based heaven on that. He hasn't based his grace on how firm your trust is in him. It's there no matter what. Even if your trust is just tiny and weak, it's still there. You still possess it all. Listen to what Luther says about living in this world right now. He says, "This is the art of being a Christian." That's a great statement. This is the art of being a Christian. When we look to what is awaiting for us and where we will end up, then we should also be joyous and put up all the more with this poor, miserable world. That's a great line. The more we know about what Christ is waiting for us because of his death and resurrection, the more we should be willing to put up with all the trash we're going to have to deal with in this life and all the disappointments and all the things that are going to happen in this life. Luther goes on, we can lose nothing. The treasure still remains in any event. But now, in order to make you more confident, your Lord Jesus has chosen to leave with you a tangible memento of his commitment to you. The very night that he spoke these words, he left a precious meal for his church. And he says about that meal, this is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of sins. This is for you and me his memento of his love and grace, his commitment to us, and the fact that he is going to come back and return. That's why St. Paul says about the Lord's Supper, whenever you eat this bread or drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So go to that drawer often. Amen. Please rise. And let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, as we draw to the conclusion of this academic year, we thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have showered down upon us, for the instruction that you have given us in the knowledgeable things of this world that we need to know for our future vocations. But we especially thank you today for the instruction that you have granted us in your holy word, by which we have everlasting life waiting for us. We pray that you would continue to preserve us in the truth of this confession until the day that our Lord returns to take us to be with him. We ask it all in his saving name. Amen.